retired farmer's wife.
You still run the farm, don't you?
Yes, I still have control of it.
Do you speak any other languages?
You must be in the basement here anymore. I was in the basement. I heard him crying.
Boy, I did too. He was loud.
Yeah, he really makes a noise.
Those Siamese are loud cats, aren't they?
They sure are.
They're capable animals too, aren't they?
He wants his calf liver. I have it in the refrigerator.
He gets that every night.
Yes, there's two different farmers that farms my land. Mr. Berglund and Mr. Heights. And I have my cattle. I fed them last winter. I don't know whether I can feed them this winter or not.
Boy, that's a job.
It's quite a job handling those bales of hay.
Do you speak any other languages?
No. No, I didn't ever learn German. My husband quit talking German after we married. Of course, he was never educated. He never could write German. He didn't ever go to a German school.
Uh-huh.
He went to an English school and he didn't know a word of English. It was a sad day for him.
Well, I bet it was.
Yes. But
get your instructions in a language you don't understand.
Yeah, he didn't understand. He was real heartbroken, his sister said, his older sister said.
Yeah, I can imagine. What was your father's name?
Paul C.
Do you know where he was born?
In Higby, Missouri, on a farm. He was born in 1860. He can remember the Civil War, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What he can remember is when they came through there, the carpetbaggers or scalawags, and destroyed everything. Took all his father's horses and everything they had, you know.
Legalized banditry.
Yes, and burned down people's houses and things like that. He can remember. They took him on the wagon one day and took him about a mile from home. He can remember that. He's 4 year old then. Toward the end of the war. And he said they keep asking him where his father and brothers were. And he'd always tell them they've gone to fight the feds. And they finally put him out of the wagon and let him walk home. His mother was frightened to death. She thought that's the last of him.
Boy.
But he never did forget that.
What was his occupation?
Well, he was a farmer, but he was, before he married then, he was a cowboy in Arizona, New Mexico. And then he married my mother and he farmed. He cotton farmed all of his life. He was a good man.
And when he married your mother, he settled in Texas?
He stayed 1 year in Texas, and then he went to for sale in McLean County there, you know, in Indian Territory. And then when the run was made in 89, he was in the run from for sale, but he didn't get a farm. He bought that farm for $300 from a Sooner that was on it. He paid it. Then he filed on the land. He went to Guthrie and filed on the land. And in 93, our house was burned to the ground. And then
your brother and his matches.
Yeah, he set fire. He said he set Papa's Bridges fire. And then I guess that was 94. And then 95, he built that other house. Well, that was torn down before Kubals came there. But I can remember that house that burned down as well as I remember this one.
I wonder how many of those first houses did burn that way. How many of them did?
That was in September when that house burned. The wind was strong and as dry as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Burned to burn.
Did your father travel any after he was married?
No, he didn't. He had a brother in the hospital in Illinois. He went up to see him once.
What was your father's father's name?
His name was James Leslie. His father was.
Mm-hmm. And his Do you mother, know where he was born?
He's born in Missouri.
And he was in the Civil War.
Yes, he was in the Civil War. My mother was born in Mississippi.
Hmm.
And my grandfather was in Mississippi, and he and his brothers went to the Civil War.
Hmm. That's your mother's father.
That was Guyton.
How was that spelled?
Aaron Steele Guyton was his name. G-U-Y-T-O-N. And he belonged to a family of educators. Many in his family were lawyers and president of the college there at Kosciuszko, Mississippi. And they were all well-educated people, professors and teachers.